I'm here with Tracy Francis, who's Head of Community Support here at Trent Bridge. Tracy, what's the last 5 days been like for you?
It's been awesome, I have to say. I manage the Trent Bridge Community Trust, which is a charitable arm of the County Cricket Club, and our responsibility is to create the Ashes Legacy Partnership with our partners over at Durham and at Lords, and we have put on the volunteering programme here at Trent Bridge.
Many of the people I spoke to in the past 5 days have really been full of praise for the way the Trent Bridge team here treat their staff and the people who come and work here over the course of the Ashes. In terms of the legacy partnership, where do you see it going?
Well, it's actually, we're embarking on a 3-year partnership actually, because it starts here at the Ashes, but actually next year we go into India, and then 2015 we go back to the Ashes. So this was a really bold and brave move in terms of Nottinghamshire to create this whole legacy programme that really makes it real to local people, local talent, and we wanted to showcase that to the world.
And what sort of communities programmes you involved with?
Well, the Trust has a number of community programmes. So fundamentally, we have Positive Futures in both Newark and in Rushcliffe, working with disaffected young people. They were part of the Ashes Legacy. They put together the community art mural that's been outside the ground for the last 3 weeks, and that took 4 days to paint. We've also auctioned off some of those boards and made some money for the charity. In addition, we had an Ashes Schools Challenge. 12 primary schools have been twinned with Australian primary schools because the partnership also has an international link with the MCG in Melbourne. So we've been married with 12 schools in the state of Victoria. And those young people have been here as our match day mascots. We've had the volunteering programme, so general volunteers, but also in addition to that, we've had a whole entertainments team, and it's the first time we've actually attempted to do an entertainments team. So we've had dancers and musicians and artists and actors, and it's been great for them because it's meant that they have been able to showcase their talent. But not only that, the legacy of this is that they've all been offered gigs at various pubs and bars and venues across Nottinghamshire.
So a great legacy for Nottinghamshire and a great legacy for cricket. So having set the bar so high, how are other grounds going to rise to this challenge?
Well, you're right, we wanted to set the standard. I think we have here at Nottinghamshire. We're very proud of what we've achieved. But actually, the partnership is about us working together. So we wish Lords, who are next, and Durham, who are also part of our partnership, every success. And I know that they're emulating the same voluntary programme that we have here in Nottinghamshire. And they've had some other elements of the partnership programme as well. So we'll be backing them up and supporting them in every which way we can.
Tracy, thank you very much.